This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
The farm. I love that, actually. Quite. There's something about Luke Bryan and how he brings us into our focus on the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be talking about pasture-raised beef and animals and that sort of thing. Well, there are a lot of different philosophies there. We're going to help you understand what this particular fellow from Central Florida has in his wheelhouse. The whole idea here is to improve your chances for succeeding in a world that is against you and me and us. And even though it sounds kind of like we're whining about this stuff from time to time, take my word for it, we are not. The reality is that so many people are so far removed from where their food comes from. This is a real problem. And because my background is in radio and as an American family farmer, I've been around cows all my life. I raise replacement Jersey heifers now, but I have a sanctuary on my farm, and people ask me all the time, well, where, how can we see your farm? You go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, and see what I do, what's going on at my farm. Farm markets are very important. I always like to start our get-together with some news. There are a lot of workshops that are taking place. Now we're back into the fall season after Labor Day. Some things are slowing down on some farms. Oftentimes, though, these things don't happen until late in the fall or in the winter. The workshops that are held by the various extension services for the state-run colleges. I know here in Massachusetts, we have it was the reason the state college system was started, it was all wrapped around agriculture. And we have a couple of really good ag schools in Massachusetts, New Hampshire. There's one in New York, the fabulous system of agricultural, it's agricultural awareness, agricultural professionalism. It's how do we become better farmers? It used to be that we had people in our families that could train us to be better farmers, but those people don't exist anymore. So for purposes of merchandising, marketing, growing, there are all kinds of workshops that are being held on college campuses. I've seen a big move toward this. And I think really what's going on is that we're all trying now to put a thumb in the dike. You know, we're all concerned about what's happening on the farm, people leaving the farm, what is happening to the land. You can see so much land. I've been in New York and Pennsylvania a lot in the last few months, and I have to go back to New York State this weekend and next weekend. Actually, probably the next three weekends, I'll be going to New York for either buying and selling products, going to a couple of auctions, that sort of thing. And as I drive through central New York, I think about the farmland that's being wasted. Thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land that are just not being used for anything. You see, so not for hay, not for growing corn. It's in Pennsylvania, I didn't see that. I didn't get the sense in Pennsylvania that the same sort of thing is going on. And one of the reasons for it, in my estimation, in my experience, is that Pennsylvania is much more, not just aware, but has a much more favorable climate in terms of farming and farmers than New York State does. New York State is a dreadful state to try to do business in. It's like doing business in California. You know, the farming enterprises that succeed in California are the huge ones, not the small family farmers anymore. It's all government, it's all big business, that sort of thing, because the government has successfully, whether on purpose or just in collusion with these big outfits, driven the small producers out, whether it be dairy, whether it be product, it doesn't make any difference. But in Pennsylvania, my sense is that they're working hard to keep the identity of the state, which is mostly a dairy state, as what it is, a dairy state. And you see that, I don't see, even in Wisconsin, I think they're tripping over themselves in that regard. Some of the other states, Ohio's not, Indiana's a pretty good dairy state, but it's being overrun by the forces of evil. That's the way I look at it, anyway. The big, huge agribusinesses and these farms that have 20,000 cows. It's not a farm, it's a factory. There's a whole different, you know what the feeling is when you go onto your own farm or you go into a friend or a relative's farm. You know what it feels like. I felt one of the reasons I feel myself being pulled to go to some of these events this fall is not only do I need some new equipment and to sell some of the old junk that I got around, but also I need to feel what farming is like again, because I'm all by myself pretty much where I am. And I don't like that feeling. I don't like the feeling of not anybody around that I can support or that can support me. And I think you get that. Pennsylvania, I went to an auction there a couple of weeks ago, and I felt a lot of support from family, from friends, from people who knew what the markets were. And in fact, what I felt, the prices, I remarked to a few friends of mine, the prices for the equipment that was being sold was much higher than I expected it to be. And a lot of other people who are knowledgeable about pricing this kind of stuff in central Pennsylvania. But the feeling I got as I left was that a lot of those, this was a fellow, a farm fellow had died at the hands of a bull last spring, I think it was last winter, early spring. And his wife and his son are trying to keep the farm going. And as a result of that, I think there were a lot of people that came from around that bought equipment that maybe they probably needed it. It was pretty good shape. I bought two tractors myself there. But the prices that I paid were beyond what I thought was going to be. And in one case, it was a little more than reasonable. But the other prices that were paid by people, I think, were paid in part because they're trying to support this woman who has a huge debt. Her husband's gone. And it's harder for the son on his own. They don't raise the feed anymore. He and his father raised all the feed. They have 600 acres, but because father's gone, he's got to focus on milking 240 cows and not on the feed. So they have to make a deal with a guy for feed. And you know, that's not an easy task to bring in feed from other sources if you don't grow it yourself. At least that's been my experience. But I think that they wanted to help pay down some of the debt that the farm has so the farm and the family will survive. And that's something that's so unique to farming communities. It really is, in my experience. There are no other community that stands together, and that's all part of what you learn as a kid. What I learned was to help. That's what my motto has been all of my life. I'm here to help. And I told that to all the people who work on my farm. Somebody comes to us, needs a help, helping and doing whatever it is, go help them. And that's the spirit of American agriculture, as far as I'm concerned. So I thought I'd play that experience out and hope that we can see a change in New York State, especially because what a waste. What? And part of it would come as a result of the hemp laws being changed so we could grow hemp on the family farms. That's another mess that needs to be straightened out, but I don't have time to talk about it now because I want to, in a moment, meet Sean Helene. Is that from Bethesda Farm? We'll get to his conversation and what we want to know from our conversation in a matter of moments. Here's something I want you to know about those of you who are now becoming better salespeople. Many of us have our own stores. We're selling our own product, so we want to present ourselves not as the crusty old farmer, but as somebody who is with it. We have a good look. We have a good smile. We have a good way about us. And one of the ways to improve your appearance is to whiten up your teeth with Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the all-natural way, and those of you who were understanding that growing things the natural way is the best way to do it, you really get this message. It's stain removal the natural way, the healthy way. Intensive stain removal, most effective way, the natural way of getting rid of those stains. Don't use toothpaste because they get a lot of harmful abrasives and chemicals in them that penetrate your enamel, and they are going to break down the enamel and you'll be more likely to get cavities. You don't want that. This product made with 100% herbal extracts. And so if you got coffee, tea, smoke stains, this is a visible whitening protective system. I can tell you the benefits of it from now until when the cows come home. Take my word for it. Get whiter teeth inexpensively and productively with Power Swabs. Power Swabs make you look younger, feel better, and you're presenting yourself better to your clients, to your family, your friends. How about we go right to the phones now and call 800-208-1797 and put what your knowledge is you gained from listening to me for the past minute to work. 800-208-1797. Call now, use the DJB code, and get Power Swabs at 50% off the retail price. That's 800-208-1797 to whiten your teeth the Power Swabs way, the natural way, at half price.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Now on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen welcomes Sean Helene from the Bethesda Farm. You're an egg guy, it looks like. Yes?
Yes. Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, really good. We have a hurricane passing us today.
Yes, you do.
But, yeah.
Got that little storm called Dorian that will affect you. How does that? That's a very interesting thing. That's a great way for us to start. How does storms like that affect your business and your ability to do what you have to do to survive? What will it, if the storm has created a lot of winds, are your buildings old or new?
You know, we've designed these little mobile coops, some of them are made out of containers, and some of them we've built ourselves. We've had some storms go through, but we've got a pretty good drainage system on the farm. So it's actually, it's even with Irma and some of the, Matthew, some of the storms that came through before, we just work very hard to prep feed to make sure, in case we lose power, that our birds are fed. Mm-hmm. And we pray a lot,
Nothing wrong with that.
Time to head out into the ocean. So.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's going to do that. It looks like you're not going to be anywhere near the storm. Still a lot of wind, yeah. A lot of rain, and you're not, you're not going to escape that sort of thing. But you're fortunate it's not going to be what the people in the island, the Bahamas. Wow, what a mess over there!
Sure,
and
yeah,
so
it can be devastating. Sometimes it shuts down the transportation routes. You know, we've had bad years where, quite a bit of product couldn't make it out to the stores and sat in a distribution center. So it does create certain challenges.
Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about the challenges, now we've taken care of the weather, the challenges of doing what you do. Basically, people consider you an industrial egg producer, and can you do that? The question is from people listening, I know, because they know what my philosophy is and the philosophy of the program. So can you do what you do and still have a high-quality product? That's the question. We'll get to it in a matter of moments. Sean Helene is with us. You can go to his website, BethesdaFarm.com, if you want to kind of follow my lead in the discussion with Sean here on the American Family Farmer.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Sean Helene at Bethesda Farm. So the story of the farm, I love this. First comes the chicken and then the egg.
Yeah.
Answering that age-old question, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? So explain what Bethesda Farm does to create the best eggs. Apparently, I'm looking at some of the reviews online here for your eggs. And, you know, some people think if you're just focused on not where the eggs come from, but an egg is an egg is an egg, everybody who thinks an egg, all eggs are the same or created equal, that's nonsense because that's not true at all. So you have an interesting background in that you didn't get trained in the farm world. You were in the corporate world for a while. And like a lot of other people who have been in the corporate world, you leave, although you left because you were a whistleblower, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Who'd you blow the whistle on?
Well, there is a large Medicaid operation in the state of Florida that was stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government. And so I, you know, worked with the government, Lord, for a decade to help return that money. And they did recover all the money that was stolen. It was quite a feat to make that happen.
Yeah, but you weren't very popular.
No.
So time for a career change. So you decided to go. This is what, of course, everybody who had been working for a Medicare company or the government immediately thinks of raising eggs when they leave the government, right?
That's no, the first thing everybody you know, and not at all. We just we put some of that money into a foundation to give it back to the community, and we had no idea what we wanted to do, but we wanted to do something that would grow. Mm-hmm. And we looked at all kinds of opportunities, and we just started with the idea of getting some chickens and raising them on a pasture. And
you say we, how about you and your family? Is that?
Yes, my brother and some friends. And it was a crazy idea, starting a farm, not knowing anything about it. But wanting to do something, we just thought it would be a good platform to get involved with children in the community and teaching over farming environments. And we started reaching out to local schools, and we created these micro farms where kids would come out and test their science ideas in the farm, you know, on the school. And so we're still running those in the local counties. But, you know, we basically went to Whole Foods and just pleaded, you know, let us sell your eggs, which was a very challenging situation to convince them that we would. But they let us have an opportunity to sell our eggs in their store. And my brother and I would travel and do demos. And we quickly learned that, you know, we tried to explain the quality because we actually, from a local farm, grind and prepare our own incredibly fresh grains. I mean, we do it all from scratch and feed the birds. And that's part of, you know, the quality there is, we were explaining how our processes of raising these birds, but the customers were saying there's something about the taste of your egg that's just different. And so as we would go and do these demos, more and more the customers were saying it's the taste. There's something very different about the taste. And so, you know, within 2 years, we went from just selling a couple eggs to we now have 1,000 stores selling our eggs. And Whole Foods has said that we're making the best tasting egg in the United States. So all of that effort to create quality comes through in the taste of the egg.
Well, it's an obvious result of trying to figure out what it is that does it the best way, not the old way, although the old way can be fine. But what's the best way? Is it the old way? Is it a new way? Is it a combination of those things? And you know, getting away from some of the sources of grain. I've stopped feeding my cows grain. I feed them, you know, just their pasture pretty much. And looks like that's what you're doing with a lot of your hens. Let's talk about that when we come back here on The American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Time for us to continue now with some of the things that are special about being an American family farmer, having an American family farm. I'm looking in the trades while I put my ideas together to discuss on this program. And I have 4 or 5 different sources, regional trades, state trades, and national trades. And what's bothering me more than anything else at the moment, the number of auctions taking place. And these are not small. I'm talking about when it comes to animals, to cows. There are 3 auctions taking place this week in the Northeast. One with 750 head, one with 1,500 head, another one with 240 cows and 240 heifers. This is Vermont, New York, and Ohio. So, if you don't think the dairying industry is challenged, then you got another thing coming. This is for people. This program, the American Family Farmer, is also for people beside the farmers and the trade, if you will, the family farmers and the farmer-run businesses that are supportive of the farmer. The locavores that use and eat our products are the ones that are paying attention to what's going on. Whether it's enough attention as we see this landslide, the government, this administration is not a farmer. I don't think there are any politicians anywhere, frankly, that are friends of the family farmer. I can't find them any place. I have some local people that are supportive of what I'm doing because I've been supportive of them. But make no mistake about it, the government is not your friend. And more things get in the way of us continuing to do what we ought to be able to do without a lot of interference. We have a conversation going on with Sean Helene from Bethesda, Bethesda Farm, which is down in Florida. We were talking about how he feeds his chickens, his hens, because they aren't really chickens, they're hens. People sometimes, they don't even know the difference between a chicken and a hen. right? Isn't that it, Sean? You probably didn't either when you
there's lots to learn.
Yeah,
certainly.
Right. The pasture raised concept, the eggs that you sell are organic. You're selling them to Publix. Whole Foods says that your eggs are the best ones that they have. So let's talk about the food. Let's finish that story, sort of, having them on the pasture. You move them around. Yeah. I have a friend. As a matter of fact, I supply him with a baleage for his herd of cows, but he also has a huge number of chickens, and he's got a lot of land at his disposal, and every day, he moves. He's got an acre's worth of fence around these chickens, and he moves them. And I wonder if that's the same process that you follow.
It is. And so in our world, there is what they call cage-free and free-range, which are basically hens inside buildings. And then you move into the pasture-raised, where they're required to have 108 square feet per bird. There's a new tier that's out there above pasture-raised, which is these mobile coops that you have to drag around into fresh pasture. And it's very labor intensive. But the idea there is that the bird tends to stay around these larger barns in pasture raised environments. And so if you have a mobile coop, a much smaller coop that you can move throughout the pasture, the bird always has fresh pasture to forage through and, as you say, find bugs, but you do supplement their feed. And so for us, we're looking for the highest quality organic feed that we can locate, so that we have a high quality. So there is a supplement there. But, yes, they do live off the pasture as well.
Right. And one of the things that it does, at least in this fellow's, it seems to be nothing but sense when you think about it, the quality of what's growing is enhanced by the chickens. Chicken manure is really very sustaining in terms of all kinds of things, much better, obviously, than commercial fertilizers. I've been making a witch's brew on my farm for a long time of chicken manure and cow manure and horse manure, and if I can get pig manure, I mix it in. Now I'm going to do composting with food waste and other waste and mix that in with it as well. It's very potent. But speaking to the benefits of chicken manure, that helps the areas where the chickens were to come back very quickly. Do you put is it alfalfa grasses? What's growing in the
alfalfa is a large part of their diet. And it's what you'll notice about a bird that lives out on pasture is they tend to have a darker yolk as they digest that grass than what you see coming out of a house.
Right. And so that's the taste. We're talking about the taste, that sort of thing. So there is a difference in the taste. There's no question about that. And so what do you do? Are you raising all of your own hens?
That's what's also very different about our farm is we raise our birds from day one, and we don't alter them in any way. You know, many farms are trimming the beaks and the comb and they do things because the birds are under a stressed environment and they tend to have a pecking order with each other. But our birds are out on the pasture and there's a lower stress environment. So we do absolutely no alterations to our bird. And yes, we raise them from day one. So they're familiar and they're raised in their environment on the farm, which is another plus for the bird's stress level.
Yeah. How many birds do you have at the moment and what's the size of we're dealing with here in terms of numbers of eggs harvested a day?
You know, right now we have around 20,000 birds. We have about 240 acres out on the farm. And so we're slowly going out and, you know, preparing pasture. We're producing, I would say, about 1,000. Just off the top of my head, about 1,000 dozens a day they're producing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have them all? Is it 240 acres all together? Do you have any other farms you're using?
It's interesting because I'm not a farmer by trade. I'm an analyst, but right. Our farm is run by two families, the Wyatt family and the Griffiths family, and it's a husband and wife and their children, and they all grew up farming, and their families grew up farming. So they have a healthy work attitude towards what it takes to get farm work done.
Yeah, they're done, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think the whole thing is it's eye-opening when you look at the content, because an egg is not an egg any more than any other food. You know, an ear of corn isn't an ear of corn. It just isn't. Everything is dependent on what's in the soil. What is in the soil is what's going to come out, whether you're raising produce or cows or chickens or whatever it is. And if there's junk in the soil, then you're not going to have any... There's no way that you're going to have a quality product if there's junk in the soil. It's not.
And that's the thing. Our farm is located really out in one of the most remote areas in Florida, in an area called Rayford, and we have tens of thousands of swamp all around the area that, you know, we don't run into GMO issues or Project Verified non-GMO, and we're kind of in a little protected area there where we don't have those kinds of concerns. But,
But I just think this it's a great way for people to wrap themselves. Not expensive to do it this way. How much more do you get for your eggs when you're selling them? You sell them all wholesale, I'm guessing, too. Or you sell? Do you have anything on your farm where you can sell retail to the public right on your farm?
Well, and that's the thing. You know, as we were going into this, we couldn't compete with these large operations that have less expensive, as I say, high volume eggs. So we just looked to make the best egg we could, and we thought if we would do that, it would sell well. And so we receive about $5 for a dozen of eggs. Mm-hmm. But it would be challenging to provide, you know, to create the quality of egg that we're creating for $5 on your own.
Yeah. Right. Well, we sell on my farm, we sell eggs, and I tell Mary, who's responsible for the eggs and the chickens and the stuff, she sells them for $5 a dozen. I think she should be selling them for $10 a dozen because they're worth it. They're so much better than what you find anyplace else.
And that's what our customers tell us is they absolutely love our soy-free
they'll
eggs.
They'll gladly pay
$10.
Absolutely. I used to sell raw milk on my farm for $11 and $12 a gallon, and I could sell 100 gallons plus a day. I never had enough. The idea, and that still wasn't enough to pay for what it cost to do it. And I'm guessing that $5 is a far cry from what it really takes to do this. And so I want to ask you about the nature of Bethesda Farm, because there's a story behind the story here as we continue. Speaking of stories, every week on the American Family Farmer Show podcast, you can hear the stories. We kind of get to the heart of the matter. I'm going to tell you about what is most recently posted at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The good news from a farm equipment auction that I attended, and I alluded to that a few minutes ago, prices being up and helping the farmer. We also met on this current edition that's in the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, Scott Faber, who is the Vice President for Government Affairs at the Environmental Working Group. We talk a lot about food safety. We talk a lot about things that the average farmer needs to know about energy policy, water policy, chemical policies, that sort of thing. And where, more importantly, our discussion leads us is to farm bailout payments and who's getting them. How outrageous it is that some of these people that don't even have a farm are getting a lot, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars from the administration. Also, we talk about the trade war again and where we are going with that. Now it's affecting our the family farming networks, if you will. Family farmers, the struggle continues. That's part of the theme. Current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Did you know that women are 3 times more likely to suffer from migraine than men? Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Bollier from Kansas. Migraine can cause severe pain that lasts for hours or even days, and it impacts more than 37 million Americans. If you experience migraine, you're not alone. There are resources available from your doctor and employer to help effectively manage migraine symptoms. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The American Family Farmer. Here's a reminder about something that I think will be impactful. I always find it impactful. I've been to a couple of the Farm Aid festivals. This year it's returning to Wisconsin. The date is Saturday, the 21st of September. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews are headliners, but there will be a lot of other people that will be there. When I was there, the year I was there, the Chainsmokers were debuting. Mavis Staples sang. There were a lot of people that had a lot to say, and we were listening to a lot of different points of view. It's a really good take, and it's an all-day affair. But the floods, the weather, the low prices, it's very important this year for a lot of people. If you can support it even without being there, Americans, we support ourselves. That we do. The family farmers, really, as we can, support each other as we can. It's a very interesting culture and one that many people in America just don't understand. I would equate it to how police officers stick together or the military sticks together. I think that's how the American family farmer situation is matriculating, frankly. Farm Aid is teaming up with If Only to offer a collection of items and experiences from behind-the-scenes tours, VIP ticket packages, to sign memorabilia from this year's artists. So this is all part of Farm Aid. So if you can get there, you go online to farmaid.com. Actually, there's that and Facebook, facebook.com/farmaid. Visit farmaid.org/festival and see what would happen to you if you were able, if you're lucky enough, to be one of the festival growers. It's, again, the 21st of September in Wisconsin. Check it out on the website, farmaid.org. I'm Doug Steffen. We're having a conversation with Sean Helene from Bethesda Farm. He's not actually the farmer. He's the idea guy. You obviously had some money, or you were able to put together some money to make this happen, and you basically created a non-profit. The money for selling these eggs after you pay the families that are raising the eggs, running the farm, goes to what direction? What do you do with the money that you're making?
Well, right now, the two primary things that we do is we get involved with the Northeast STEM group. And so that's where we had worked on these micro farms on campuses. And what they do is they go out and get companies to donate their older computers, and they refurb these computers and then go into the poorer communities where kids have less resources, and they're setting up weekend events where they're teaching the kids about robotics and coding. And Kathy Schofield and the STEM group here are driving, you know, educational opportunities for young kids that don't get the chances that other kids have. So we're big supporters and very tied in with education with the kids and getting out and being a part of that. We also work with another group here, Alpha Omega, who supports, you know, battered women and their children, and pairs them with an elderly woman who helps oversee the family while the young lady gets an education and gets back on her feet. So those are the two programs that we're mostly involved in. We're hoping to do more as the farm grows.
But the model here would allow someone who wanted to make a profit to do so. This is, you take the profit and use it for projects that you're concerned about because you don't need the money. You pay the farmers to run things. But if you wanted to follow your process, if you will, follow your model, that people could do it and make a good living, it looks like. And that's kind of what the, that's one of the, there are all kinds of measurements.
Yeah, we hope to be a big part of that in the Southeast. We have our own organic feed mill, and, you know, there aren't really other organic feed mills in the Southeast. So we, as we sell more and more feed to the local farmers, we'll hope to see the organic effort grow here in the Southeast.
Got it. Sean Helene, thanks, from Bethesda Farm.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
The American Family Farmer. This is, this sort of reminds me of when you get a license to do something, or you're elected to office, you're sworn in and you have all the rights and privileges. Well, when you get married, right? You get married, the minister says, all right, I'm now pronounce you husband and wife, and you're entitled to all the things that you're entitled to. I guess that's a little redundant, but it sort of reminds me of that as I listen and learn from all these people that we have on the American Family Farmer. And I'm attuned to the issues. I'm on it. I'm in it. And I hope that most of you are as well, judging by the fact that we're on now a couple of 270 radio stations, and this podcast is becoming more popular as well, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's just me speaking from my heart and having you learn or understand or hear from people who are farming from the heart and who are frustrated and, frankly, don't even really understand what's going on, how they're being bamboozled by the government and Big Ag into believing that certain practices that they've followed using products from Bayer and Monsanto and Dow and DuPont are better for them. They may be in the short haul, but they're not in the long haul. And so but that's not the only thing we talk about. There are a lot of things. Hey, we're getting into fall. I want to talk about now that we're after Labor Day, fall harvesting, with maybe a few things at least that are on my mind. So I'll share my comment with you after this.
This is a cow. a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company, or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 8282. That's promo code 8282 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Here we go into the fall season, known as the fall harvest season. It's hard to believe, isn't it, though, really? It just seemed like yesterday we were talking about the weather in the Midwest and the impact that the rains were having, and some people not even growing anything for the entire season, and how the government said it was going to help, and whether it is or it isn't or hasn't remains to be seen. But for those of us who did the normal thing, the preparations now begin for fall harvesting. Those of you who have events, who do some agritourism on your farm, you've got a farm, maybe got a corn maze, that kind of stuff, the corn's maturing, so you can get ready to do that. And then whatever else it is that celebrates the harvest, celebrates the season. After all, what the first Thanksgiving was all about is what we will go through between now and Thanksgiving. So is all of your equipment ready? I just was thinking, I dug out my corn chopper the other day, and I got a flail chopper that I'm using to basically trim down some of the fields. I do a lot of haying now, and I've been inundated with certain types of weeds. And so I've learned the hard way that if I clip them before they go to seed, if we do it enough and get it close enough, after a while the weeds will go away, whether it's milkweed or whether it's ragweed or all the other things. That's something. But having the equipment ready, my corn chopper always needs attention. And so hopefully you're doing that. It's a time of year when the planting season is when we are taxed. Unless you're a dairy guy, you're at it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. But harvesting and planting and then keeping the crops growing, and now at this time of year, you're out there, you're ready, and you need to make sure you get enough rest. That's one of the things that I know is I've learned as I've gotten older, I gotta have more rest. Don't lift the wrong way. I mean, these are all things that are common sense, but how many of us, I'm raising my hands here to answer my own question. I don't have a lot of common sense when it comes to this stuff. I get all excited and I start running around and I don't take care of myself. And that's one of the things, whether you're a mom or a pop or whether you're kids, you may think you live forever, but you won't. So let's take care of yourself, take care of the equipment. I know the roads around where I am are crazy with traffic these days, and that's something else. When possible, avoid traveling on roadways during the busy commute. Sometimes you have to have an escort vehicle, that I've done too. So just some common sense approaches as we get ready for fall harvest. Here on the American Family Farmer Show, it's theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com for our podcasts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.